It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours. Like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more. Made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal. Simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal. Only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
Hey, y'all. So I just wanted to come on here really quickly to give you just a last intro into the part three of me and Dr. Charlotte's conversation around like walking and navigating through the ups and downs of purpose and really surrenderance and accepting the calling that you have and that you've gotten from God and just like what that looks like. I hope that you all have enjoyed this series. This is the last installment of the episodes, and I hope that you enjoy it. Be on the lookout for next week's episode. I'm really excited to share that episode with you as well, and I hope that you are enjoying it and enjoying this time. There are going to be tons of interviews coming up as I prepare for maternity leave, so y'all are going to get to hear from some amazing, y'all have no idea how excited I am about some of these interviews. They are going to be a bomb, sis, okay? So definitely make sure you check the show notes for any updates or new things that I have coming up that I will share with you on the podcast. And without further ado, this is part three of me and Dr. Charla's interview. Now let's get to the show. The Therapy is a Christian podcast is all things mental health and Christ. We specifically talk about how mental health and God are merged together to foster growth, healing, and making mental health a normal conversation. I'm your host, Rosin Renee, and welcome to the show. All the time you like, this is what your assignment is.
Yeah.
And so I think it goes back to what you were talking about with surrendering, getting in the order of what you're supposed to do and following in that order so you can walk in the fullness and the freedom. Because I'm going to tell you, what you think it is, sis, is not what is not truly the way God's going to play it out. Like what you think it's supposed to look like is limited. It's honestly the it's smaller than a mistake. It's a speck of whatever you think God will do.
Yeah. Because honestly, if he showed us the totality of the plan, we wouldn't do it. We would become so overwhelmed by like, how am I going to go from this to that? When he told me to start my podcast, if he would have showed me like last night, I would be teaching Bible study to almost 200 women. Sir, I would have never. February 28th would have been the day that I would have started that podcast. And so he just told me, just start the show. And I was happy with the 12. I had to show my face. Then now he like, girl, now you got to get on video now. You got to show it on YouTube now. And I said, why, God? This was throughout this year. I said, God, why do I have to do this? He said, it's because it's what's required in this season for what you're asking for and for the assignment.
And all of, not only that, Charla, and I told you this the other day. I started my podcast, Therapy is a Christian, in 2018, November 2018. So I think it's coming up on a year, 4 years, mm-hmm. 2018. Mental health and God was not a conversation. Yeah. That was not even cute back then. Yeah. There was no conversation. I had never seen in any of the faith spaces people talking about mental health, let alone therapy. I didn't know in 2020 that the seeds of that consistently planting over the year, and this is why you have to be obedient even when you don't understand why am I doing this podcast, it doesn't make no sense, but it, I will say this, the desire was there to do it consistently, the desire was there to do it weekly, the desire was there to steward it. I know in 2020 we were going to be in a panorama to where mental health became now everybody's topic of conversation, and also it's gotten some foolishness too, but at the same time, the topic of conversation to where the seeds of obedience in previous years started to bloom in other years.
Yeah, like that gift you got.
Huh?
Like that gift you got today.
Girl, baby, because that was a year ago, and I don't want to cry about this right now. But I say that to say, I think it's important for us to realize that you talking to 200 people wasn't even the case a year ago. But now I can trust you enough to be in a room to make you, to allow you the opportunity to say a very challenging word to 200 mm-hmm. people yeah. and trust you enough to do it in a way that people's lives are impacted.
Yeah. Because he trusted me with the 12.
Her.
Right? Because I didn't show up here and now all of a sudden I'm a good steward. Once, look, if I love you, I love you. Here's something about me. This is why Rosalind is my sister. And I mean, like, for real. I mean that. When I say that, mm-hmm. I mean that. It's not, when I say, hey, sis, it's not like, oh, we just say that to each other. No, if Rosalind need me, she can call me. If I need Rosalind, I can call her. And anytime, we don't care what time or day or none of that. Like, this is my sister. When I rock with you, I rock with you. I told God I was going to do it. So even scared, even annoyed, even frustrated, don't even get me started about also being in school and writing 16-page papers about stuff that I'm like, God, this is who? But then understanding that because now we're in a space where his word is being misrepresented, there's a lot of foolishness. He has to prepare me he has to sharpen my sword because I need to be able to go out there and tell what his word says authentically and not fall into the trap of tradition, right? And so a lot of times the preparation, this is what God said to me, y'all. I'm gonna read this straight from my notes from my phone because God be gathering me. I told him, I feel like, oh, so like now am I walking in purpose? And he was like, here's his answer. He said, purpose is not found in the place of perfection, but it's actually solidified throughout the process. Oftentimes, we're making a mad dash to the finish line in an attempt to arrive at a place of purpose. Unbeknownst to us, our true purpose, or the true purpose of life, is securely tucked in to the labor and the lessons of the process. It was on the cross where Jesus completed and perfected his work. But if we only focused on the work of the cross, how much goodness, revelation, and refinement would we miss if we didn't have an opportunity to learn and study from his process here on earth?
I'm going to confirm that with a scripture. Philippians 1:6. And I am certain that God, who began a good work within you, will continue his work until it is fully finished on the day when Christ Jesus returns.
Yes.
So what I hear you say is there is never an arrival.
Never.
You could be 65, sis, and still be trying to look and be looking like this crazy. Yeah. Because you are still walking it out. It's not fully, another version says, being confident of this, he who began a good work in you will carry it to completion. So it's not completion until the day of Christ Jesus.
He said we go from faith to faith and glory to glory.
And so whereas we're thinking of it being tied to this one thing, you can get to the next thing. That I think about when I quit my job, that was an answered prayer. And along with that prayer came my son. And I think about if that was just the one stop, there would be never any thought of progression. And God's a God of progression. And so that, what I hear you say very eloquently through that is that the journey and the process is
purpose. That's the real thing. The process is the purpose, right? Anybody who, hey sis, you listening? Yeah, you girl. You are sitting in the fruit of our purpose, which was the process that we're now sharing with you. We're able to impart this knowledge and wisdom to you because we didn't quit on the process. And so once we realize that the process is where our purpose lies, we'll stop kicking and screaming and start taking
and detach that it has to be this one thing.
Yeah, no, because
all the disruptions, all the lessons, all the seasons, all the things from childhood, all the things that are leading up to this point, every word that was said to you, all is designed.
But it's not a disruption. It's a design. Who's getting disrupted? God said, I knew the plan. Just because you didn't know the plan, don't make it a disruption. It means that you didn't have the discernment. But just be like, I knew the plan. So to him, it's not a disruption. He's like, girl, no, this next on the list is you're going to be on this podcast. Then you're going to go back and get your little seminary certificate. Maybe. And then you can go back to work for a little bit, but don't get out of pocket, sis, because I'll snatch you up off that job again. And then
you can. And then you get to a point eventually in your walk to where you don't get attached to stuff.
You don't even get attached to
anything because you're like, okay, you could change this up tomorrow. Because truly, when you surrender, God will change up. The plan will switch on you before you have time to play.
Yes. Here's the thing. And this isn't like, so God is a God of order. And when I say that God is a God of order, my pastor had made a comment that I love so much in a sermon where he was talking about discipline. He said, what we're going to stop doing as a culture is being disorganized and dysfunctional and blaming it on a move of the Holy Spirit. God's spirit is a spirit of order. So we'll just be out here running amok. Oh, well, we Holy Spirit led. No, because my God and his spirit are a God of order. The issue is that we confuse comfort and security. I'm secure in God always, no matter what the plan is.
Oh, man. But sometimes.
Uncomfortable though when I like I'm riding the bike and now you like, oh, it's a unicycle, hey, but I'm still secure even though I'm
but that is Sharla, that is a level of faith that your roots have to grow deep into understanding, and that sometimes is not birthed until you have gone through surrender and trial and true walks of obedience. Because while you out here flailing and having free will to choose, which God gives us, but it's not aligned under him, you will find that your faith will, if something can happen, your faith is already shaken up.
Yeah.
And not to say that won't happen, because our faith has to be tested. There's no way you cannot walk this walk and your faith is not tested. Why? Because again, we go from glory to glory. But the other parts of this is that as we progress, God is wanting to show us more. If he has showed you all the stuff you was going through or going to go through back last September, you would have been like, girl, I would have been like, I'm gonna stay at this job.
Yeah. I don't want that. Work out every day. Are you, sir? Why? How is that me building my business? But again, he's answering the full prayer. God is not going to just, he's not going to just place you somewhere.
Facts.
He doesn't place you, he positions you.
Facts.
So there's roots there.
Maybe.
The working out and the body work has to happen. Because girl, if you die, who gonna run the business? What are you talking about?
Even discussing going as far, I was telling somebody about this the other day. It's my husband's birthday, the day that we're recording this. And I was reflecting yesterday on just the years I've been with my husband. Mm-hmm. It's been 10 years we've been together. We've been married for almost 5. And he tells me all the time when I tell him like all the successes or the things that'll happen in my business or like, oh, babe, this is how much I made. And he's like, man, I need to be doing what you're doing. And I look at him in his eyes and I tell him this every time he says that to me. I say, I am only able to do any of this because of you. This episode of the God and Mental Health podcast is brought to you by Happy Mammoth. I am so excited to tell y'all about this brand because it has been so helpful to me. So I am not in my 20s anymore. And as I'm getting older, I'm really kind of understanding a little bit more about my hormones after having 2 kids.
I'm really understanding like my mood shifts, my fatigue, sometimes my stress throughout the month, especially during those cycles of time before my period. So I recently started researching cycle seeking, and it was so helpful for me because I really kind of began to understand these different changes when I am feeling overwhelmed, when I am feeling tired, when I am feeling like my mood is different. I'm also just experiencing some of those kind of early PMS symptoms of like bloating and gassy and poor sleep and kind of racing thoughts and low mood. And so I started doing some research into cycle syncing and kind of came to understand that our different periods before our cycle change because of our hormones. And so I was thinking about a way to combat this, and Happy Mammoth is a brand that I think is going to be super helpful to some of my audience that might be experiencing some of these things. And so I think a lot of times we kind of associate our different moods with something's wrong with us, or that there is actually something that we're struggling with mental health wise, but not really understanding that as a woman, we naturally have up and down moods because of our hormones. And so for me, if you are someone that's maybe in your mid-20s and you're kind of seeing like during different periods of the month, you're more sad or you're more overwhelmed, this might be a good opportunity for you to maybe supplement and try to combat that with some of the amazing products at Happy Mammoth. So I want to talk to you all about particularly one specific product called Hormone Harmony. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Now, here's the beauty about adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors like chaotic hormone changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. And it means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. If you're someone that definitely struggles with maybe bloating or maybe sleep or even racing thoughts or low moods, Hormone Harmony would be perfect for you. So for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order with Happy Mammoth. Just use the code THERAPY at checkout. That's happymammoth.com, HappyMammoth.com. And use the code THERAPY for 15% off today. Now, let's get back to the show.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Yes. Andre is the string to my kite. Come on back.
Baby, he is the needle to my thread. Do you hear me?
Come on back down here.
And so I think... And I tell him that because God understood enough for me at 21 when we were together that I was going to need a partner at 32 currently that supported, that didn't, wasn't jealous, wasn't envious, wouldn't rob, fully supports, and then knew we were going to have kids in between this time that genuinely, heartedly loves being a dad and does not use that as a tool to weaken me or use it as a means to like say you should be their mom, you should be doing all this, but like God's design and plan is perfect. And it's really important that we understand that to follow those things is to know that His design and plan is always going to be to bring perfection out of us.
Betterer. It's going to be better. I was like, let me give, because sometimes God gives me stuff and it makes sense to me. But now as he's growing me in my gift, I need to make sure it makes sense to everybody else. So we talk about this analogy with comfort and security. Security is, it says properly, secure, because of a solid footing, built on what does not totter, fall, or slip. Hint, unfailing, safe, reliable, trustworthy. That is not comfort, that's security. God is not going to allow you to be comfortable, but he will, you're always secure in his hands. Comfort is to ease grief or trouble. Now look, it's this level of ease. What you'll find, he comforts us. He will comfort us, but you cannot be in a position of being comfortable.
Baby, because I don't know what these people are talking about with soft life. I'm sorry.
What? I'm living a saved life. I don't need it to be soft. I need it to be saved.
Soft life is not real. Excuse my, I'm breaking what people think. It is, baby.
Who wants that? And you can't live soft life and be saved. I don't even want a soft life. I want a saved life because the saved life is secure. Now we're talking about the hardships, and also I travel more this year than I have in my whole life. Maybe. And also God just showed up and showed all the way out. Like, hold on, because we talk a lot about the struggle. And also, we've reaped the fruit.
Oh, God. Oh,
did you not hear me?
My God.
I'm working in nursing. All my healthcare people, listen to me clear. 25 hours, no on call, almost six figures. And when I say almost, I mean a teens away from six figures. 25 hours.
Can we talk about how much more that is than what you were working 40 hours a week?
It's first off, the salary don't even match what I was making at the 40 hours a week. And because I also got my time back, it really is like $300,000 if you ask me. Like, I
so funny.
Carry the one, okay, with the time that I don't have to spend. And these people had me driving everywhere. I was driving to Galilee and home.
Oh, you're 20 minutes from your house.
I'm 20 minutes. Girl, it's all of it.
Mm. And so there's reward
for your obedience.
I'm going to even go a step further. There's reward in the pain. There is blessing in the pain. I mean, I could go into the stuff for hours regarding what we have seen, but I'm going to wrap this up. I think that what I hear a lot is that this is really the trueness of walking in purpose. And y'all, we've only summed up a year. Mm-hmm. We ain't really gone into the depths of like just the seasons. Okay. Yeah, the seasons of the year.
We touched on though. What was it? That's purpose, identity. I think we talked about identity.
Yeah, but we didn't go into the season of the year, because there were multiple seasons in this year that shifted and did things. And like,
seasons be running concurrent. Here's what God told me.
No, he seriously. Said, and I think it's a constant thing of just surrendering. You're always going to be surrendering. I have a new respect for that word now, but I'll ask you to close this out, especially as it goes into prescription for purpose. I think that would be the way that I would advertise this, to say this is truly prescription for purpose is walking through this area of surrender.
Yeah.
For someone who is struggling with that and struggling with identity, what would be some of the first steps you would say to them?
The first thing I want you to understand is that even no matter what or where you are, what you've been through, God still called you good, because you're here and you're his. A lot of times we will run from the call because it's like, I'm just way too dirty to do X, Y, and Z. But he knew you. He knows your sin. The Bible says, while we were yet sinners, he still loved us. Understand that God isn't like people. So you don't have to work your way into his love. Like, Jesus came and died, child, already. That's it. It's her. Done. Her. The love has been demonstrated. The expectation is like, hey, in response to my love, I'm going to love him back. And because of that, I'm willing to go through all of these little ghetto emotions that I have, all the things, because he's my father. So know that even if you all by yourself, God loves you. This isn't a transaction in that sense. Like, well, if I do this, then he'll dangle the carrot. No, because what it'll position you to be bitter if you don't get what you think you want. So truly just.
That's good.
Understanding that God is a father. He loves you. You want to talk about him mapping out plans bigger than what we can see? Go to Genesis right after the fall. And when he tells the serpent that his head was going to get crushed, know that he was talking about his son that came all them years. He already had the plan. Even though Eve had just disrespected him, she had everything provided, still was not satisfied. That's humans. That's us. And even though she had just done something so devastating and disrespectful, he had already developed the plan for us right here.
Because here's the thing, and I'm going to pause you a couple of things. We were complete humans and we still fell. Mm-hmm. But the other part about that is God honored his word and he said, if you eat from this tree, you will die.
Yeah.
He didn't even come behind to say, but if you die, I'm going to find a way out for you.
Yeah.
He honored his word. But even in honoring his word, mm-hmm. he still provided escape for that.
Yeah. I think that a lot of times what happens is that we confuse identity and circumstance. God loves you
beyond your circumstance. That's a whole nother thing for another day.
It is. Oh, it's a whole nother thing for another day. But don't confuse your circumstance with your identity, right?
So they are very different.
Who God called you to be and what you're dealing with are two different things. I always joke about like how we used to, I think we all grew up here watching Teen Mom. I'm going to assume that y'all are our people listening to. Girl, you know you watch Teen Mom, okay? But at this point, like Macy's like 34. Why are you still on Teen Mom? Because she's taken the circumstance of her having a baby, Bentley, at 16, and now you're 30 and you've made it your identity. That's, girl, we are grown moms at this point. Like, we're adults.
Bentley about to be at your house, baby.
Bentley is 27 in my head, right? And so you can't do that. Knowing that even though you may be in some circumstances as a result of your consequences, God still loves you.
Even other people's consequences.
Or other people's consequences, right? The consequences for whatever reason, circumstances and consequences, right? A circumstance is something that more so happens to you. Like, I didn't ask for this, mama. She just is kind of crazy, child. Like, Jesus. I didn't ask for this, but it is what it is. And I know God's going to love me through it. So outside of that, and also, like, so the same way with Eve, David was a man after God's own heart. He killed his baby mama husband. And God loved him, still a man after God's own heart. That baby died. The consequence, because God is a righteous judge, the consequence had to stand. And also, God loved David through that still used him, still established his kingdom. There were some things that happened after the fact as consequence because God is God. He's a righteous judge. And also, he still loves us without a shadow of a doubt. He still is in relentless pursuit of us. He still celebrates everything that we do. The more and more that we pursue to look like him, he wants you. The prodigal, even when you're in the pigs, in with the pigs, you done wasted all your money, he's still going to celebrate when you come back.
Thanks.
So my biggest thing when we talk about identity, before we even talk about purpose, know that our sole purpose is to glorify God. So if you're struggling, sit down, open God's word, and ask him first to show you who he is. And then ask him to show you who you are.
Yes.
Once we get those answers, girl, then you can do the post and then this and then that. Like that stuff comes, it's arbitrary. But that's what that 8 months was about for me. I knew I had a little bit, but he had to Jay-Z allow me to reintroduce myself and yourself to you in the totality so I could be bold, right? I can get on here and speak like this, not because I'm better or any different. Like me and Raza, we are y'all. We are all so wrapped in flesh. He's no respecter of persons. He has a plan for you just like he has a plan for me. We need you to do the plan because somebody is waiting on you, just like y'all was waiting on this podcast.
Her.
Even if you ain't even know it.
Her.
So yeah. Know that God loves you. He's for you. Even the stretching when it doesn't feel good, the Bible says he only disciplines you because he loves you. So know that in your identity, in the hard times, I know y'all don't listen to us to talk about the ghetto-ness and the glory gathers, okay? But in all of that, more than anything, and Roslyn, you can tell me if you agree with this. Like, I think the biggest lesson I've learned this year was love for myself. I have a new love for life. I have a new love in my home for my family. I love to teach. I love God's word. I have experienced a new level of love. And so when you are able to get into alignment with God's identity and yours.
I have seen this year for me from surrender. I have seen the grace of God in a way that I can't describe. I have seen and been in seasons where I have, you know, seen my sin, but to see my sin the way I saw it, to see how much I was not willing and wanting to walk with God.
Mm-hmm.
And then he still, when I surrender, turn around and bless me beyond my own imagination is by the grace of God and the mercy and grace I have seen this year.
Amen.
And I hear people have said this to me multiple times over the last couple of weeks, but like I've heard the word, God favors you, God don't play about you. And to hear other people see that as well is like it's just a huge, huge gift to be able to know the grace and the transformation of the Holy Spirit is very real.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is, yeah. So why don't you tell the people where they can find you? If people are interested in Prescription for Purpose, where can they also find you there?
Okay.
Yeah. So tell the people where they can find you.
So you can follow me on Instagram. My handle is RX for Purpose because that is shorthand for prescription. So RX for Purpose on Instagram, on Facebook. The podcast is RX for Purpose, rxforpurpose.com. The app, my plan is for this to come out by the time, the top of the year. So make sure you are just connected with me. I have some dope programs and just a lot of fun things that we get to do. You can pull up on your girl in the society every 2 weeks. When I tell you Bible study be hot fire, not because it's me, but it's because the Lord he be spitting bars. So yep, you can connect anywhere, child. Call me, beat me if you want to reach me. That's what Kim has said. Possible.
Love.
Kim said it.
Love. All right, y'all. Well, I love you. And y'all, we'll talk to y'all next week. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.